education, leadership, and beyond, surviving and thriving. My name is Andrew Marvada, host of the show, and thank you everybody for tuning in. We are live here on Facebook, proud member of the Education Podcast Network, Voice Ed Radio Canada, or wherever you are tuning in. Hopefully they're tuning in live from Vermont. Today we have the award-winning principal from the state of Vermont, the green state of Vermont, the beautiful state of Vermont. Christy Kaludi is joining us from Vermont and her elementary school, Northwest Primary School. She was the Vermont Elementary Principal of the Year, and she was also the Distinguished NAESP Principal of the Year. And I know it makes her a little uncomfortable because she wants to give the credit to other people, but behind those other people is the leader. We understand that. So Christy, shout out to you and your family. Congratulations. We're going to meet Christy in a minute. Sponsoring the podcast today is HATS, Heartfelt Acts for Teachers, Students, and Staff. I know Ms. Kaludi does a lot of that behind the scenes, but it's on Audible right now. So I'm excited that my co-authors and I, J. Billy, Brian McCann, co-wrote this together. And it's Heartfelt Acts for Teachers, Students, and Staff. And you can find it on Audible. We're excited about that. I read my part. Brian read his part. There was an issue with Jay's part, so he wasn't able to read it. But the producer did. So two out of the three read by the author. Check it out. HATS, Heartfelt Acts, Teachers, Students, and Staff. If you're watching live, say hello. Say where you're coming from. I know Ms. Kaludi's daughters are coming to say hello here. But let's get started. The opening concept is the art of storytelling. When I met Christy and her colleagues from Vermont, we did a session on the power of storytelling and how and where and when can we use those stories. So get your pen, get your pencil, and I'm going to tell a quick story. And it's about the great pencil. And I did this with Christy and her group. So I'm going to give this story to you here tonight. Right? What makes it a great pencil? Check it out. Oh, Andrew, it's big. Oh, it's this, it's that. Well, let's talk about the pencil, right? It's got a sharp edge. And just like you, when it gets dull, you have to sharpen your edge. The best pencils continue to sharpen themselves. Here, when we make mistakes, we got to forgive ourselves. We got to be forgiving. We got to move on from our mistakes. This pencil can write everywhere in this room. It's adaptable. It can write on the computer, on the desk, on the notebook, on the door. It can write everywhere. And we as leaders, we as educators have to be adaptable and be able to write in different situations. This pencil can't be great unless it's held in someone else's hands. And the same goes for you, right? You have to allow yourself to be held in someone else's hands. And lastly, it's not what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside that makes up the five attributes of the great pencil. That makes it a great pencil. So there's a story that you could use, right? In addition to the prop, it's a story that you can tell, whether you're talking to a kindergarten class or a graduating class, whether you're talking to a new group of teachers or a group of retiring teachers. There's a little story that you could tell. And it brings a little magic, right, Christy? It brings a little magic to the sessions. Let's bring Ms. Kaludi in to the show here and welcome her to Education, Leadership, and Beyond. Christy, welcome to the podcast.
How are you?
Good to see you. Yeah, good to see you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Super exciting.
Yeah, we met this summer at VPA Killington. Yeah. Beautiful state, great conference. And you were the award-winning principal there. Christy, and let's start. I know you don't want to focus on that too much. I get it. But it had to feel good to be nominated and win that award. Tell me how it felt for you and your family.
Sure. So, like you said, I heard the intro and I don't necessarily like to be in the spotlight. I do, but I don't. As long as others are around me, not necessarily, in isolation. So to be nominated, first of all, I got a phone call from the VPA and it was, I thought I was kind of being punked a little bit. I get a message from Jay Nichols, who's the head of the VPA, like, hey, I need you to call me. So I'm like, okay, I've done something wrong. I have a parent complaint, something like that. And then he, proceeded to tell me that I was nominated for this award. And he asked me some questions and said he would get back to me. So, I was a little anxious. I don't like to let anybody down. So if I was nominated, of course, I wanted to win it. So then when I actually was, you know, I didn't win it. I guess earned it.
Maybe. Earned it is what it is. You earned it.
Yeah. You know, so then I, you know, told my family, they're super proud. My parents, my mom and dad have always been like my biggest, you know, supporters or whatever. And when I actually found out that I earned it, my dad was going through a little bit of a rough time health-wise. So he spent, you know, some time in the hospital and whatnot. And I think every nurse at Burlington Hospital knows that I was principal of the year. So like, you know, he had a massive heart attack. And like every time a new nurse came in, he's like, this is my daughter, principal of the year. I'm like, dad, you know, like you can lay off that a bit. But he was totally, you know, just a big supporter. And then I have two girls. So, you know, just anything that we can do to show how much, you know, hard work pays off. I guess that's, you know, super important. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Hey, you deserve it. You're a bolt of energy. And you were also recognized by NAESP. You were just in DC 2 weeks ago. Tell me about that celebration. What was that like?
Well, I have a little video clip on my Twitter feed, or X feed, I guess it's called. It was absolutely amazing. Got to meet colleagues from around the nation. We are kind of assigned to a zone. So we were zone one. So I met with a principal from Maine, New Jersey, different areas like that. And you kind of stick together for a few days and you become really close. So like we, you know, exchange phone numbers, totally plan on going up to Maine to see the principal up there. They just treat you pretty amazing. Like black tie event. You have to wear like a ball gown, tuxedos, super impressive for sure.
Deserve that. Educators deserve that. Christy, as we get to know you here in the podcast, again, I know you don't really want to brag, but tell me, like, why, what is it? What do you think that people nominated for? You bring leadership, you bring culture, you bring style to your district each and every day. What are some things that you think people nominated you for and that you were selected for this award?
Yeah, so kind of in hindsight, like what have I done? So this is my 12th year as a building principal. Prior to that, I was a special ed administrator. And I think for me, I always tried to find a way to build relationships. That's super important to me, no matter who it is, if it's a parent, a community member, students, of course, but making people feel important, I think is what I do best. I love to talk to people. I like to invite people in. I have an open door policy. I try to be really positive and bring a positive spirit to the school community. And I try to think outside the box, like what is going to attract people here? What is going to make people have fun here? Yes, learning is important, but if people aren't having fun, then they're not going to do a whole lot of learning. That's what I feel about it, you know? And I think that's just kind of, that's how I was as a kid. That's how I am as an adult. That's what I do. I like to have
awesome. Fun. Awesome. Totally. And you have a great energy. Again, we got to spend time together in Killington this summer with the VPA. Shout out to Vermont principals.
Totally.
How about the culture at your school, Christy, right? The principal, they say if the principal sneezes, everybody catches a cold. Tell me about the culture that you help cultivate, but also the building itself, right? Tell me about that.
Well, I would definitely say when you walk into my building, it's totally culture, right? You walk in, first of all, our custodial staff, always give a shout out to your custodial staff. They are behind the scenes, busting it all the time. You walk into my building, spotless, right? Wow. And we expect that. Totally positive. If you come in the morning, students off the bus, every staff member is in the hallways, they're in the cafeteria. We want to be visible. I think it's really important that leaders are visible. We have a community block in the morning. Every single morning I walk around, say hello to all the students, always at dismissal, just being visible. The staff, I can send out an email saying we have, you know, 9 people out today, and within seconds people respond to cover duties. Wow. It's just really a positive vibe, I would say. One thing we instilled last year, a project I started here, was a care closet. So our school, pretty significant in terms of like a high school with poverty, some pretty significant needs in the community. So I wrote a grant through our local Rotary, and they donated some funds to create a care closet. So we went and we bought, you know, shoes, socks, jackets, underwear, food, hair items, everything for students. And one of the staff members was like, how about a care closet for the staff? So that's what we started this year. So kind of like a yard sale type deal. So we have a closet, we do different staff prizes. And so just, you know, finding little ways to motivate staff. We try to do that, something fun every week, different to motivate staff. So that's the vibe here at Northwest.
Wow. Yeah. Fantastic. Really, Christy, I was going to ask you, right, that the hat came from this principal in the middle. He wears a different hat every day when kids get off the bus. That's where the concept of heartfelt acts for teachers, students, and staff came from. Those are two great heartfelt acts. This wasn't on our list, but is there anything else you could think of that is something that you do that's a hat that helps your kids and staff each day?
Live it. Spend the day with a student. Go on the playground, play with the kids, sit with them, you know, on the playground. Get out there and get to know your community. For instance, one thing, like when we went to Washington, we had to say, like, what came out of this recognition? And one thing for me was I got asked to be a judge on a local lip sync battle. Ooh. So our local theater, I got to be on a panel with two other local community members. And there were so many kids there from my school, you know, and just being in the face of the community. I got asked to be a judge for a Whoopie Pie Festival, you know, so that's a big deal in Vermont, you know, so but just being visible, go to their shows. I have a student that was super excited to tell me he's going to be in the play at the local theater. He gave me the dates, you know, Mrs. Clooney, you have to go. Of course, I'm going to be there, right? Like, you need to see the kids outside of the school as well. So I put a lot of focus in that, so.
Beautiful. We're really wonderful. Really? And kudos to you. You're hosting a TV show now in your local community.
Yeah.
The Rutland, the Learning Lounge with the swanky music going on. Looking forward to seeing that. That's going to shoot right up the charts past education leadership.
Totally. We're going to knock it out of the park.
If you're watching live, jump in and say hello. Let us know where you're watching from. Christy, I know the day of a school leader can just get pulled everywhere. Yeah. Tell me about the balance of sticking to your schedule. You mentioned you have an open door policy.
Yeah.
You know, do you live and die by the schedule, or do you just kind of let the day go where it goes? How do you find that balance?
I would definitely say a mixture of both. If there is a priority, something contractual that I have to attend to, student safety, of course, knocks it off the top of my list. If a student, you know, whatever, everything else will be pushed aside. If something with student safety, if a student is dysregulated, that's where my attention is. I feel like I need to be there to support the staff. We have a community block. Like I said, the first half hour of the day, the entire school is involved in community block. I go room to room, checking in. That is something that I'm pretty passionate about. We just started it this year. So it's kind of like one of my little babies that I'm caretaking. And so I think being a part of that every day is super important. I can't say that I have a set schedule. I can't imagine a principal that does. There's so many things that are thrown at you and you just have to pause and think. However, you have to, you know, be on your feet pretty quickly just to make quick decisions. So I wouldn't say I follow a set schedule for sure. Pretty flexible. Yeah.
It sounds like you're quite visible, which is fantastic. Shout out to Larry Dake. He's the superintendent, Shenandoah Valley, New York. He likes the staff care closet. I know there's the staff care closet from 7 to 3:30, and then there's the care closet from 3:30 and beyond for the staff. Got to take care of them there. Christy, we had a great time together in Killington. Your family was there. I got to meet your parents, your daughters, your husband. It was great.
I got to hang out with your daughter.
Yeah,
I know. It was so funny how it came about. I mean, honestly, the first connection when you said you were an NCAA basketball ref, I'm like, okay, like, we're gym rats. That was the connection. I was like, oh, this guy's interesting. And then once I'm like, oh, I'm listening to this guy all day. Shout out.
It is. Tales from the Hardwood. And we enjoyed breaking bread. It was great.
Yeah, it was good.
But what were some takeaways, right? Some people go to these conferences just to catch their breath. Other people are coming back with a wealth of resources. What were some takeaways that you took back to your building and implemented?
So I actually only attended your session. So for the morning and afternoon, totally in your session. And the art of storytelling, you're a really good storyteller. And I found that people were captivated by your stories in the level of detail. Like, it was seamless. And I was thinking to myself, like, how can I do this in my job? I like to talk. I like to tell stories. However, I think adding the level of details that you did to it and make it interesting, I found like you were able to connect with everybody in the audience. Even like the story you just told of your pencil. And I'm like, oh, that's right. You know, how do you remember those stories? That's my question for you. Like, I can't remember all the stories. You shared them and you're like, oh, text me and I'll give you the stories. And it's like, how does he remember these stories? I have a lot of stories, but I don't remember them. I don't know if it's just like memory fog or what it is, but.
Well, since you're the great podcast and TV interviewer now, you know, I write them down, Christy. I write them down, right? I have a book here where they are. I call that Success Hotline. But like you said, you got to remember the stories. You got to tell the right story at the right time to the right people. Yes. And you want to kind of have that bank of stories. And I also have the props, right? I have the props that go with the stories. And you keep the props close by. I'm in Oregon this summer, right after I was in Vermont. I was in Oregon, and this guy walks into a restaurant, and he's walking around. I said, "What's this guy doing? He's got this raggedy-looking Pringles thing." And they said, "Oh, he's giving out candy to people." I said, "What are you talking about?" And they said, "Yeah, he's giving candy to people." And he said, "That's Delbert." I'm like, "Delbert? Like, we ain't got that name in New York, you know?" And he says, yeah, he just gives out candy to people to make them smile. And sure enough, he comes over to us, gives us candy. And I get talking to him. He gives me the Pringles box full of candy. Told me a story. He was a mail carrier. I was speaking to their district the next day, brought candy back to give out to their district just to make them smile. Yeah. It was incredible. So now I got another
props. Props. Wait, I have a prop. Can I show my there prop? You go.
Let's go. Look
at this beautiful bell. I got this in Washington, D.C. There's a great little story that goes along with it. All the principals, 35 of us, were given a bell. And then at the same time, honestly, this is pretty moving. We had to stand up and ring the bell for children. So we all, in this beautiful, beautiful place, beautifully dressed, we had to just sit here and ring this bell. It was pretty spectacular, right? Is that a good part of my story? How's that? Am I doing okay?
Well, listen, so I'm going to challenge you right here on the show.
Okay.
I want the name of the blog is going to be called Ring the Bell for Children or Ring the Bell. And you're going to talk about what that has meant to you. But Christy, tomorrow morning, you're outside ringing that bell for people.
I'm on it. I'll videotape it and send it to you.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Christy, because we got to make an impact. The kids in the belly, wow, she was ringing the bell. Who gets to ring the bell?
There's so much
there, you know.
There's
and then you could play that 80s rap song, Ring My Bell. What is that song? But seriously, so I'd love to see that. And where does inspiration happen? There might be a second or third grader in your school, Christy, that might want to become an educator, remembering that Miss Kaluta used to ring the bell each morning when school started.
I hope they're not in third grade because my school stops at second, but they could be.
So we don't want that kid. Hopefully they're in the next school.
Second grade.
Wow. Well, good for you. Again, you have a prop. You have a story there. Christy, we talked about your day a little bit, how it gets going.
Yeah.
How about that morning, though? What's your morning look like? One of the sessions I did there at VPA was called Master Your Mornings. Tell me about how do you start your day to be great for your school and your kids there.
The biggest thing I think that a leader can do is get out of your office, right? So I wake up pretty early every morning. Like by the time I get home tonight, it's going to be a little late past my bedtime, but get up super early, do my emails before I come into work, you know, because you're going to have a ton of email to check. So I do that before I get here. As soon as I get here, that's my time to make connections. There's a few teachers that get here earlier. My custodian's always early, check in with him for the day, like anything I need to be mindful of, and just be out in present. I think there's always, you can stay in your office all day long as a leader, right? There's always something to do. However, you have the choice to stay in there or to get out. I much rather be around people. So I choose to get out and then I do my work at home. I do my emails at home. I don't need to sit on my computer here at school to do that. You know, I figured if someone needs me in the moment, they'll call me. You know, sending me an email and expecting me to respond right away, not the way I operate. People know that about me. So I like to get out and be visible for sure. You know,
awesome. Awesome answer. Again, if you're watching live, jump in the show. Christy, you have two 20-year-old daughters or in their 20s. They're both very involved. They were both athletic, into powerlifting now. How did you survive and thrive from their, you know, early teens through their teenage years with two teenage girls?
Yeah. Looking back, wasn't too far ago. They made it very easy for me. They were easy kids, right? They were easy kids. We, my husband and I, we never, like, we were friends, but we weren't their friends. You know, we had pretty high expectations, set very strong boundaries, always encourage them to work hard, be independent, never rely on somebody to take care of them. Like, I want them to be able to take care of themselves. And they made it really easy. Like, everyone's like, oh, you know, be ready. They're going to go through that phase. Be ready. They come back around. They never went through that phase. And I'm not saying that because that's the truth. Like, my kids have been with us forever. They haven't ever hit the phase like, oh, we don't want our parents to be with us. They always want to be around us, you know? Oh. So I don't know. We did something right, I feel. Did they make some mistakes? Of course, we all do. However, but I don't know. They made it pretty easy for me and my husband, I would say. Totally easy.
Yeah. And they were so fun at the event. They could, I could see in their eyes how proud they were for you and of you. So kudos to you. And right now, one of them is involved with kind of basketball training. Is that
correct? Yes. Yeah, so she played college basketball for a year. Kind of, you know, COVID took the wind out of her sail, as she would say. She was recently interviewed by our local newspaper because she's teaching lessons to basketball, you know, kids that are players, you know, growing up. She has, I don't know, maybe first graders through a sophomore in high school that she's doing. Oh. She is in college full time, so she had to cut back a little bit from the summer. But I think she has 7 kids a week that she, you know, works with for an hour a week. But both of my kids are both pretty athletic and very much into basketball. My oldest just got asked to coach a varsity girls team for a local school here.
Oh, wow.
But it takes a lot of time. They do, you know, she's working on her master's. She graduates in May with her master's. And so trying to find the time, the balance of life, they're trying to figure that out right now, you know? So,
yeah.
But yeah, so we're pretty, pretty avid basketball players for sure.
Awesome. Well, I wish them good luck. And if I can help them with anything with hoops, let's connect on that.
I know. I appreciate it. You were great to the, you know, and meeting your daughter, Tessa, was fantastic.
She's going to offer me training here one day. Speaking of training, Christy, again, you've been you're a veteran principal, 12 years there, you know, but you're constantly growing. You were at the conference. You're constantly learning. Mm-hmm. Tell me some ways that you intentionally sharpen your saw to continue to grow.
So what do I do to sharpen? I'm a mentor. I mentor new principals. I have 3 mentees right now that I'm around, you know, Rutland County. So I feel that always is, you know, sharpening my saw. I taught a couple classes at our local university, special ed law, you know. I was a special educator. That's my passion. So I taught school community and special ed law course. So I try to do things that are outside of my comfort zone. Being on this podcast, totally out of my comfort zone. Like never done this before. And just stay active with like the VPA. I'm on a committee for the VPA and just staying active. When I went to Washington, they asked if I would ever consider being on the national board. So that's something that could potentially happen. I'm not quite there yet, but I definitely foresee that. You know, I went to a superintendent's academy, got my license. Not quite sure I want to pursue that anytime soon. I love being with the kids. I know you get to see kids when you're in that role, but I truly want to be with the kids. So I'm pretty happy where I'm at right now with that. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
If a wealthy donor from Killington Mountain walked in and said, "Here's $10,000, Principal Kaluti," what would you do with it in your school?
Wow. I would continue to help students that are coming from struggling families. I feel that our students need to have some support at home. I feel like kids are not always coming to school, you know, with food in their stomachs or clothes that they need. And I would continue to build our care closet. Like, I really, truly feel that has been one of the most rewarding things that I have done. It sounds so simple, but it's made a huge impact on the kids here. And I would continue to do that for sure. Totally continue that.
Yeah. Beautiful. I had someone walk up to me last year. He said, "Mr. Murata, my son comes home. He tells me that kids are hungry at lunch. They eat their lunch and they're sitting there. They're still hungry.
It really happens."
He said, "Here's $500. He said, "You buy a lunch for any kid who wants a second lunch. They want a snack. They did something good. You buy them a snack. Just out of the blue. And it gave us that. And it was tremendous that I could just go in the calf, gave them the special number, you know, and we were able to do that. So those things happen. And
they totally happen. Totally happen. Yeah. And for the families too. So we have, you know, families come in. Like the other day I had a mom who like our drop-off line takes forever. Yes, it does. You know, they're little guys. We literally go door to door and let every child out of their car. That's how they get out. We have adults out there. You buckle them, you get them out. So it takes a little bit of time, but you're making that personal connection. And I had one mom that shut her car off. She said, I don't have enough gas to wait in this line. So what do? I get a counselor. We have gas cards. We give them one. Like that's the reality of the world that we live in, you know? So, it's, I mean, it's for the kids for sure, but it's also for the families, right? They're all trying to do the best they can for sure.
Yeah, it's a tricky time. Totally. Christy, you know, you were at my presentations. We talked. It was fun to meet. But it was all about surviving and thriving, right? Yeah. If I were to take out the word and, what would you put in there? Is it, you know, a behavior, an action, a strategy? What is that one thing surviving blank thriving for you?
Caring? Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Tell me a little more about it.
I don't know. I care a lot about people. I care a lot about kids. I think it's what we need to do. I think we need to do it a little bit in the bigger world, care a little more about people. So I think just showing people that you care. It's pretty simple, right?
You got a care closet.
We have a care, right? That's kind of like that. But no, just showing people that you care. You know, it's so simple. You can write a simple sticky note and stick it on the teacher's desk. You know, you can. We have these wonderful, since I'm at school, might as well show. We, every staff meeting, we send out little positive note cards. Ooh. Every teacher has to send two, every staff member. I give them the first 10 minutes of a staff meeting to write two positive postcards to either the students or the families, and we mail those out. These two pieces of paper are so important to families, right? Wow. So just like the little things that add up, that's what we do.
But even that strategy of this is what we're doing for these 10 minutes, you give them the card and you give them the time. It's a guarantee.
The only thing I don't do is put the address on. They physically have to bring their computers. They look it up because the first year I did it, I didn't have them do that. And let me tell you, it took us forever to but we give them the time. There's no excuses. I collect them all right there to make sure they get, you know, mailed out. And that's what we do. And it makes a huge difference. You don't know how many parents like, thank you so much for the postcard. I do it. Everybody does it. So
very nice. Very nice. Christy, was there something that you wanted to talk about that I did not ask you?
I don't know. I think I think you're hitting everything that I wanted to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you're making these connections, not only statewide, but nationally, doing that. And I would urge you, if they invited you to that national board, I would push you to think about it, because I think you have a lot to offer and I think you have the right energy for people.
Thank you.
So,
thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, let's get wrapped up here, Christy. I know you're early morning, early kids, but these are rapid fire questions. Quick first answer that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many do you want me to slip in there that aren't on the list? Do you want me to throw some in there to take you off your...
Sure, yeah. I want a challenge. I said that. I like little zingers along the way.
Mary Moratori says hello. Hey, Mary. Yeah. Here we go. Last book you read.
Oh, I don't want to like, do I need brownie points with you, or I can tell them, check this out. Tales from the Hardwood. Truly. Like if the examples you gave in here are so spot on, especially when we're a basketball family. I even got an autograph. Check that out.
There you go.
Okay. Wait, you said quick. Another book. Quick. Energy Bus.
Give us the 30-second summary or your impression of the Energy Bus. John Gordon.
Positivity goes a long ways.
Yeah. Bam. Rapid fire. Last movie you saw.
Well, do documentaries count?
Yes.
Kelsey. Have you watched it?
No, Kel, what if
The Kelce
Kelsey
brothers?
Graham? No, Kelsey Brothers?
Football?
Oh no, is it good?
Totally addicting. I never, my
Okay.
husband's like, watch this. I amazing.
Taylor Swift. I mean, I'm a Swiftie, so
I'm not a Swiftie. Your daughter
I
probably
am.
would like it.
Oh
You
yeah.
totally need to
Okay.
watch it.
Okay.
Totally watch it.
Last concert you went to?
Well, I did chaperone a Drake concert. Remember, we talked about that. Your
Oh
daughter was super. I
yeah.
didn't. Oh, Mary Mortori came with me to Drake. We went to Montreal. Carly Pierce. You don't know who
Good?
she is. Do you know who she is?
No, I have
Country
no idea.
singer.
I don't know her.
Look her up. She's great.
Favorite dish?
Anything in front of me? Does that count?
Not a picky eater.
Not a picky eater. Nope.
Yeah. The food was great at VPN.
It was decent for sure. Decent.
We ate, I
Oh,
liked
the
it.
dinner. The dinner was good.
Yes.
Yeah, the formal dinner at night. Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
Favorite place to travel?
I love Maine. Love to go to Maine.
You
Totally.
get tired of the cold?
We go in the summer.
Yeah, it is beautiful up there.
Beautiful.
The lobster is very expensive.
Except for I don't eat lobster.
Oh, there you go.
But I love to go to Maine.
it's fantastic. On January 1st, I will be glad that I fill in the blank.
Registered for the National Conference for Elementary School Principals in Nashville.
Nashville, baby, 24, 2024.
I'm going.
I'm gonna challenge you here. Submit to do a presentation.
I was thinking about that,
You
about our
should
community block.
do
Our
it.
community block here is pretty spectacular. I was honestly thinking about that.
It's open right now.
Is it?
Yeah, tell Earl Frank you want in.
Yeah, I had dinner with Earl.
There you go. So tell him you're submitting and you'd like him to look at your session. It is. It's an invigorating thing, and that's going to be an incredible conference. The best principals are the best because fill in the blank.
Student first. They put students first.
Period.
Period.
A pet peeve of yours.
Do not be late or say you can't do something because you don't have enough time. Time should
Make
not
the
be a limit.
time.
Make the time. If it's
Don't
important
mute.
enough, you make the time.
Don't mute your guests on your podcast.
And say it's their fault.
a.m. on Saturday morning, I feel fill in the blank.
Content.
Nice. Vermont winter survival hack.
What did, oh, get a car with heat seaters. That was my daughter's.
I just got one with the steering wheel. With the, it heats the steering wheel.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You need one of those. Totally.
Yeah. Best takeaway from this show for our guests.
It's not as scary as I thought it would be.
Thank you.
Totally
Good.
not.
Is there something about Christy Colluti that people do not know about?
Well, if you don't know me, you wouldn't know this, but if you know me, you would totally know this. I'm obsessed with my dog.
You mentioned them in the pre-show.
Is my dog, Ruger. He's
Oh,
Instagram famous.
wow.
Ruger underscore the Aussie on Instagram.
Ruger. Why do you love Ruger so much?
Because he shows endless amounts of love. And he's my first, I've never had a puppy before. He was my first dog, COVID dog.
Can you bring him to school?
Nope.
Why not?
He probably would bite people.
You can do a Saturday afternoon little session. Come meet Ruger at the local dog park.
Yeah, no. I don't
No.
bring him around strangers. Well, he
Oh.
goes to daycare every day, but no.
But you love him.
I'll totally love him.
Ruger. All right, here we go. These are pick one, okay? You got to pick one. Cheeseburger or taco?
Can I do a venison burger?
Yes. Long walk or gym workout?
Long walk. No gym for me.
Beach, pool, or lake?
I live on the lake, but I, yeah, lake. I'll stick with lake. I don't like to go to the ocean when I'm in Maine.
Too cold.
Too cold.
The pool was beautiful at Killington.
Yes, I saw it.
We were in it.
Nice.
Book or audiobook?
Neither.
Ski or snowboard?
Fireplace?
You're not a skier in Vermont?
Never once.
Because you're a basketball person.
Yeah. Never once.
Yeah, you're playing basketball. Yeah.
Yeah. Snowboarding.
I skied the day after my last game that I refereed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I was up your way. Dartmouth. Series or movie?
Series for sure. My attention span is way too short for a movie.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Best pickleball move?
Well, I don't know of too many official moves, but I have an awesome lob serve. I just lob it right in there.
Oh, wow. So it's up high?
Yeah.
Wow. Throws them off a little bit.
Throws people off because it's not fast. It's like slow motion. I don't know why. It works.
It's like the knuckleball.
Yeah, it works.
College or pro sports?
Pro sports. We really like to go watch pro sports.
Who's your team?
Who's my person?
Your team.
Person?
Team?
Steph Curry.
Oh, he loves Steph.
The baby face of the NBA for sure.
Did you watch the documentary?
Yes.
It was awesome, right?
Yes, yes. So awesome.
Davidson wouldn't retire the number until he graduated.
It's crazy. Yeah. He's very fun to watch. He's very talented.
He is. I agree. Surviving or thriving?
Totally thriving.
Bam! Christy Kaluti, award-winning principal, everyone. Christy, if they want to get in touch with you, learn from you, come see your presentation in Nashville, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I'm not on a lot of social media. However, Rutland City Public Schools, Northwest Primary School. We have a website. My ex-Twitter link is on there. We do have a school Facebook page, so folks can follow that for sure. Totally.
Cool. And you're doing amazing things there. The Care Closet, the community, which you talked about, all that good stuff. Christy, let's end with a quote here, something to bring us home. What's a favorite quote of yours?
There's so many good ones, right? Like, it's like, do I want it to be personal? Do I want it to be professional? How about leadership is nothing more than influencing. That's it.
Leadership is influence.
That's it. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it.
I love it. Well, you're having an influence in your community, in your school. This is Christy Kaluti, VPA Vermont, principal. Congratulations, Christy.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been great.
And you
so
did,
fun.
You did fantastic.
So fun.
It was easier than you thought.
Totally easier than I thought.
Mary's happy.
I know. Yeah. She's my girl.
Way to go, Mary. We're going to sign off here on Education, Leadership, and Beyond. If I can help you in any way, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you.
At Andrew Murata, 21 on Twitter. Remember, Hats, Heartfelt Acts for Teachers, Students, and Staff is on Audible. Check it out. Christy does not like either of those things. No, what'd you say? You didn't say. You said
Audible.
Neither, right?
Audible.
Audible. Yeah. There we
totally.
Go. Yeah. So thank you for tuning in, everyone. We wish you the best. Keep surviving and thriving. Christy, you stay on the line
thank
a
you.
Second.
Okay.
All right. We are going to sign off here, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Keep rolling.